Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Let's come before the Lord with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, again we come before you today. We thank you for your loving kindness to us, and we pray in Jesus' name that you, O Lord, would fill us with your Spirit and speak the words you want spoken, and that you would open every heart to receive your word, Lord God, that it would be your purposes would be accomplished. You only know the needs of those that are listening or will listen. I pray that those needs would be met. So now, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Yesterday we talked about Romans 12, verse 1. Today we're going to talk about verse 2. And get into some other scriptures, Lord willing. I'll go ahead and so turn to your Bibles to Romans 12, 1 and 2. Go ahead and do both verses, and we'll talk about verse 2. Romans 12, 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. There's much speculation, many different interpretations on what it means to not be conformed to this world. Let's look at this verse, and let's throw aside everything that we ever thought what it means to not be conformed to the world. The reason I say that is because you see people saying, well, the world wears white wedding dresses, so we won't. Okay, well, the world also eats soup, so we don't. The world drinks water. We don't. And you say, well, no, those are basic human needs. Okay. We're just not going to do some of the things the world does. The world drives vehicles and uses electricity. We won't. Wait a minute, though. Really? For 5,850 years about, the world did not drive vehicles. It's just a new thing. So therefore, by driving horse and buggy, we're being just like the world has always been. Well, you know, the world does a million things. Here's something actually that's biblical. In the Bible time, they ate morning and evening, two meals a day. The world eats three meals a day. That's something different from what they did in the Bible time. Now, do you eat three meals a day or two meals a day? Well, you probably eat three meals a day. So are you being worldly and you're eating? Think about that. Well, where do you draw the line? Because the world does everything you do and I do. I mean, think about the millions of things that you do, you know, throughout your life. Do you try to be different from the world? The world cooks their food. Are you going to cook yours? I mean, you could eat, you know, just raw vegetables and fruits and you could just soak your grains and eat sprouted grains and not bake them. You could do a lot of things very different from the world and still survive and live an okay life, but do we just try to be as different as we can just for the sake of being different? I mean, where does it end? You know, if you just start thinking and imagining all the things you could do different from the world around you, you could work in the night and sleep in the day if you wanted to, maybe. Probably not if you're farming or construction, but you see what I'm saying? It's just wild, all the ideas that a person could get of doing different from the world. That's not what the Bible says, though. So let's forget everything we've even talked about, these crazy things, and let's forget what we've been taught, perhaps, and just say, God, what does this mean to not be conformed to the world? Well, look what it says. It talks about the mind. It doesn't talk about all these outward things. It talks about the mind. Be not conformed, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Therefore, the mind must be renewed. Where in the Bible does it talk about that? Well, Paul, same writer, talks about the carnal mind and the spiritual mind. It says the carnal mind is enmity against God. It's God's enemy. You know, it doesn't understand the things of God. It doesn't is focused on the flesh, the fleshly mind, the things of this, yeah, the things of this world. Whereas the spiritual mind is the mind of Christ, the mind that we're supposed to have. That's when you are born again, you get the mind of Christ. It's looking at things from a spiritual thing. So this world has a carnal mind. They're looking about today. How much money can I make today? How comfortable can I be today? What a prestigious position can I be today? And not the mind of Christ. And think about that. I mean, even if you're driving a horse and buggy, you can be thinking about how much money you're going to make or how nice your horse and buggy is. And, you know, by the way, a good horse and a good buggy cost a lot more than a simple old car. But regardless of the fact, you can have the same, and I'm not meaning to really point fingers too much at anyone. I just want to open a person's eyes. Because often the society around us, we see, okay, this is plain, to live this simple lifestyle without modern conveniences, perhaps. But just be really plain, and this is nonconformity to the world. But wait, God says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So it's a different mind. It's a minding the things of God, spiritually thinking, not thinking how much money you can make, how good you can look. You know, you can be wearing a cape dress, but thinking how perfect your hair is and how nice you look. And you have the same spirit, the same mind. You're thinking about the same things that the people in the world who are dressing horribly. You're not dressing bad, but it's the same mindset. How pretty can I make myself so folks look at me? The mind of Christ is, it's not about me, it's about God. I want to draw attention to God. And for men, that's the women, of course, and for men, you know, it's not about how rich can I be, how nice can my rig be, it doesn't matter if it's a truck or a buggy, you know what I'm saying? Or how nice can my house be, or how much land can I have? That's how the world is thinking. It's thinking about today, the physical that you can see. The mind of Christ is thinking about heaven. How godly can I be? How holy can I be? How many people can I take to heaven with me? Who can I share the gospel with so that they can know Jesus and come to heaven, and we can thus advance the kingdom of God on earth? You see what I'm saying? This is the mind of Christ, who's thinking about heaven and hell and eternity and not thinking about just this life. And so that's how we can be not conformed to the world, by being transformed. It's that new mind. And the only way that can start is by the new birth. This is in John chapter 3. You must be born again, which is, I've said in past times, you know, you see your sin, you hate your sin, you want to turn from your sin, and you want Jesus to save you. If all you want to just be gotten out of hell, that's not going to work. If you truly hate your sin and truly want to be free from it and see that you cannot save yourself, and then you in faith you call out to Jesus to save you and believe that he can and will, and you ask him to forgive your sins and put your faith in him, ask him to save you, he will save you. And the way you'll know you're saved is because you'll have a new mind. You won't want, not that you won't have any desires, you won't be cold toward the sins of this world the same. Now you'll want righteousness and holiness and godliness. You have new desires, new hearts, new power over sin. Yes, there's still the old man. There's still a war. But now Jesus said you won't be a slave of sin anymore. You won't have to sin anymore. Now you'll be able to live in the power of God. Jesus will live his life through you. And you'll live the holy life by his power. So it's a different life. And that's the way you can start to get your mind transformed. And then as Christians, how does it follow you up? Well, every day, we need to think as God would think, like it says in Colossians 3:1. Set your affections on things above, not on things of this earth, for you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. So not being affectionate, loving the things of this world, but loving heaven, God's throne, God's things. And you're not going to be trying to accumulate money and live in pleasure. You're going to be using your money to help the poor, to advance the gospel, the kingdom of God, and you're going to be living your life for God, pouring out for God. That's what God wants. Not conformed to this world, but transformed. That's enough to think on today. May God bless you all richly.